Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is July the 26th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Isaiah chapters 31 to 33, looking forward to the righteous rule of our Redeemer King. We read in Isaiah chapter 32 verses 1 and 16 and 17 like this. Behold, a king will reign in righteousness and princes will rule with justice. Then justice will dwell in the wilderness and righteousness remain in the fruitful field. The work of righteousness will be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. In the above passage, God speaks through his prophet Isaiah about a time coming in the distant future when he will send a king who will reign in righteousness. Through this eschatological revelation, God allows the Israelites to look beyond their immediate defeat by the Assyrians. Obviously, the king mentioned here is a Messiah, who is none other than our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And this describes the current reign of Jesus Christ in the spiritual dimension and his future physical reign during the millennium. In God's kingdom, people will be known for what they are, and no longer will the wicked be praised and the righteous be called fools. There will be peace and harmony of the godly leadership of the Messiah, who will be a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, and a shade from the heat. Isaiah's vision of justice in the wilderness would be through the presence of the Spirit. However, the Spirit would not impose God's peace on unwilling people, but rather peace would be the fruit of seeds sown in righteousness upon people who are obedient and willing. Isaiah's vision of God's peace is instructive for our current lives as well. As we sow the seeds of righteousness in our communities, we give the Holy Spirit an opportunity to bring a blessing upon us and upon our neighbors as well. These seeds may involve feeding the hungry, shutting down a business based on immorality, or simply praying for our ungodly civic leaders. Whatever action we take, let us be aware that the Holy Spirit can multiply our efforts many times. As it is written in James chapter 3 verse 18, the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Today, let us look forward to the righteous rule of our Redeemer King as we hasten the coming of the day of the Lord.